is Brian and Trisha, and on the phone, we have City Events Coordinator for the City of E-Town, Sarah Vaughn. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking about Halloween. I can't believe that Halloween is almost here, but that's the reality. And even though it's going to look a little different this year, we are doing Treats in the Park. So I want you to tell us all about it.
Yes, so excited. I'm just so excited and glad that, you know, Grace Heartland Church and Ashley, you guys brought the city on board to be a part of something that, you know, allows our children a safe way to trick-or-treat, especially if they choose not to do the traditional way, for sure. But Treats in the Park, of course, is going to be an opportunity for families to line up in their car, stay in their car, get bags and bags and loads of candies and treats at Freeman Lake Park from local businesses and community partners that will be there at the lake lined up. And again, you never have to get out of your car. So it is just something really exciting, and we're just glad to be a part of it and to allow the community an opportunity, especially because, you know, the normal trunk or treats that, you know, that happens, or the Halloween and the things like that, and the big trunk or treat Grace Heartland has, those things aren't happening. And so this is definitely a replacement for that and a good, safe way to do it.
Yeah, we are thrilled to be on board with this because it is important, you know, for to remain have some kind of normalcy for the kiddos.
Exactly.
So much has changed for them.
Yes. They, you know, school is not normal. Hanging out with friends is not normal. Nothing is normal for the children. And you know what? They look forward to Halloween. Mine start asking about their costumes probably around Christmas time. They continue throughout the entire year.
Yeah, you know, I understand.
Yes. So they love it, and that's what it's all about. It's for the children. It's about community, and it's about, you're right, some normalcy for them.
Well, tell us how people are going to be able to get in. It starts at 2:00, and the gates are going to shut at 5:00. So it is really over at 5:00. If you are not in the gate at 5:00, then that's it.
That is correct. So we are going to be entering folks through the old entrance, Freeman Lake Park Road. So if you've been around a while, you know what the old entrance means. If you haven't, then it's where Planet Fitness is. So you're going to be entering in that. We're going to loop you around. We're going to line up as many cars as we can right there, and then we'll start. And the route will go all the way through the park. So it is important to note that the park will be closed to the general public that day. So it will be, you know, closed for setup and everything else. But we'll be using almost the entire loop of the park. Then we'll be exiting folks out of Knowles Road. You can start to line up, obviously, at 2:00 whenever it starts. And then if you're not in line, I mean, honestly, by 4 or 4:30, you're right. You're not going to be able to get in because it does end. We are a little concerned about the amount of people that might show up and being on Dixie Highway. You know, we run into traffic issues with Christmas in the park every year. And so it's important that folks do understand that you do have to get in line because we do have to end it for the safety of traffic, reasons.
Right. All right. So if people want to find out more information, we have that on our website. I know the city has information about it as well. And again, it's going to be on October 31st. That's a Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. And we strongly urge people to get in line early because at 5:00, if you're not in the park, then you're
exactly.
Just kind of out of luck. So
exactly.
All right. We appreciate you partnering with us. And that's Sarah Vaughn with the City of E-Town. And we are Quixie 98.3.